أيذا موسى أو بني إسرائيل؟ فموسى عليه الصلاة والسلام answered yes, نعم. I am the Musa of Bani Israel. أتيتك لتعلمني مما علمت رشدا. I came to you so that you can teach me some of that knowledge which Allah has endowed and blessed you with. Like Almighty Allah mentions, فوجد عبدا من عبادنا آتيناه رحمة. So they found one of our servants on whom we had bestowed mercy from us. In other words, Allah had bestowed him. Allah had blessed him with this knowledge. وَعَلَّمْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّا عِلْمًا And we gave him knowledge from our presence and from our khazanas and from our treasures. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam explained to Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam the reason of his coming, that he wants to sit in his company and he wants to acquire knowledge of deen from him. Respected listeners, Almighty Allah has spoken very high of the ulama ikram in the Quran Kareem. إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ يرفع الله الذين آمنوا منكم والذين أوتوا العلم درجات. Allah has spoken about those who acquire the knowledge of deen. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم mentions in one hadith, ما من متعلم يختلف إلى باب العالم إلا كتب الله له بكل حرف عبادة سنة. That student who goes and knocks the door of any alim to acquire the knowledge of deen, and who tolerates the separation of his near and dear ones, and who gives up his comfort and his luxury just for the deen of Allah Pak, Allah will write for him in every step that he takes to that madrasa or that institution or to the house of that alim, the ibadat of 1 year optional ibadat, 1 year nafil ibadat. وَبِكُلِّ قَدَمٍ مَدِينَةٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ And every step that he takes, Allah will grant him one palace in Jannah. وَيَمْشِي عَلَى الْأَرْضِ وَالْأَرْضُ تَسْتَغْفِرُ لَهُ And he walks on the earth, and every place that he will place his foot on, that land will give evidence in favor of him on the day of Qiyamah. وَشَهِدَتْ لَهُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ هَؤُلَاءِ عُتَقَاءُ اللَّهِ مِنَ النَّارِ And the Malaika make announcement of his forgiveness and deliverance from the fire of Jahannam day, every morning and evening. وَيُمْسِي وَيُصْبِحُ مَغْفُورًا لَهُ So we find that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam approaches Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam, and with the thirst of knowledge, he puts his card before Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam that this is my purpose and this is my nephew with me. He has accompanied me and he has given me company, and I would like to sit in your company and benefit from you. So Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam mentions to him, إِنَّكَ لَن تَسْتَطِيعَ مَعِيَ صَبَرًا That, O Musa, you will not able to exercise patience in sitting in my company. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, in the words of the Quran, قَالَ لَهُ مُوسَى هَلْ أَتَّبِعُكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُعَلِّمَنِ مِمَّا عُلِّمْتَ رُشْدًا Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said to him, may I follow thee, may I sit in thy company, sit in your gatherings and your discourses, so that you can bless me and endow me some of the knowledge that Allah has given you. I can benefit from that knowledge. So Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam told him that, O Musa, I have certain, like any person, if he wants to take dakhla in any institution, then there are certain conditions. If he can abide to those conditions, then only will he be granted entrance in that particular institution. So likewise, O Musa, the knowledge that I have and the things that happen by me, you, because of the knowledge that Allah has given you, you will not able to resist yourself. What you will see happening here, you will be unable to remain silent. And silence is of utmost importance for anyone who sits in my company. So for the beginning, let me make it clear to you that it's not going to be practical for you to sit in my company. Reason being, I'm a person that loves silence. Anyone who sits in my company, he must exercise silence. And it's going to be very difficult for you to exercise silence. I know that very well. So rather, O Musa, it is not preferable for you to go back. You will not be able to sit in my company. Then he explained, Ya Musa, إني على علم من علم الله علمنيه لا تعلمه أنت وأنت على علم من علم الله علمكه الله لا أعلمه. O Musa, Allah has given you some knowledge and I am unaware of that knowledge. What is that knowledge? Allah has taught you, example, who will be born, who will die, when will rain come, as I described yesterday, as ilm-e-takwini. And this is ilm-e-tashri'i. This is the knowledge that Allah has given me. You have no knowledge regarding this. And the knowledge that Allah has given you, what's going to happen in the grave, the different stages that will come after that, that is your knowledge and I have nothing to do. So there is a major difference between our knowledge. Now it's going to be very difficult for you to sit in the in my company and to benefit from this knowledge regarding which you have absolutely no idea of. So Khidr alayhi salam mentioned very clearly, قَالَ إِنَّكَ لَن تَسْتَطِيعَ مَعِيَ صَبْرًا. My Ustad on this occasion explained one point, that when you're having a deal with someone, or if you are in a madrasa and someone wants to come into your madrasa, then just like Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam clarified everything, the Quran is teaching us the same thing. If perhaps you want someone to work for you, you want to employ someone, you want to hire someone, then everything should be clarified, that these are your hours, this is your wages, and if you will not come, this will be the consequences. This is how much I will cut from your salary, etc. Everything should be cleared. Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam, when it came to acquiring the knowledge of deen from him, he made it clear, although it was Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, so that both the parties are happy and there are no ill feelings. So he mentioned very clearly to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, قَالَ إِنَّكَ لَن تَسْتَطِيعَ مَعِيَ صَبْرًا. O Musa, you are unable to exercise patience with me. So it is better that you carry on. So Khidr, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, وَكَيْفَ تَصْبِرُ عَلَى مَا لَمْ تُحِطُ بِهِ خُبْرًا. Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam adds, how can you have patience about things which is not in your knowledge? For example, as we will discuss, the incidents that transpired with Musa and Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam are something very astonishing. Now you have no idea how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala decides regarding life and death. For example, I recall when I was in Australia, one day there was a Christian missionary, so they happened to come at the place where I was based, at my host place, and we had a discussion, and I started speaking about Allah and the greatness of Allah and our iman on Allah. So the question that was presented to me was that, is it becoming of your Lord to give death to an innocent child that is in his infancy, is just born? What crime has this child committed for your Lord to remove his soul? Now this ahkam of Allah and this nizam of Allah, that when he gives death, why he gives death, who he punishes, difficulties and hardships that come to some people who in our understanding are very good, we sit and wonder why. The hidden wisdom of Almighty Allah that is prevailing around all this ahkam of Almighty Allah, Allah alone knows. Like we say, Allah na bed ma jane. Allah knows best in his secret and in his knowledge why this happened. A person loses his son, loses his daughter, he loses his wife. Allah in his wisdom knows best why he has decided this. And of course, whatever Allah does, it is only good for any person. Whatever Allah does at all times is good. He in his wisdom knows what he decides for who, when, and why. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was unaware of this knowledge, and Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam had this knowledge. So Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam told Musa alayhi salam that by me you're going to see some very astonishing things happening. You are going to wonder that why did Allah Ta'ala do this and why did this happen. Meanwhile, I will be inspired by Allah to do these things, and it's going to be very difficult for you to see this. So that is why I don't blame you, because you have no knowledge regarding this. So it's not a deficiency in you that you cannot have patience, but it's because you have no knowledge regarding this field. That is why you will be unable to exercise, not patience, rather silence. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, قَالَ سَتَجِدُنِي إِن شَاءَ اللَّهُ صَابِرًا وَلَا أَعْصِي لَكَ أَمْرًا. He mentions, inshallah, satajiduni, inshallah, sabira. You will find me among those that have true patience. Wala a'asi laka amra. And I shall not disobey any of your commands. Whatever you require and whatever you command me to do, inshallah, I will carry it out. That is why the obedient student will always benefit from his ustad. That student who will not question his ustad and question the actions of his ustad, of course, to question, to to increase one's knowledge is a different issue altogether. But one who will be obedient and who will not question the laws of the madrasa or the laws stipulated by his ustad for him, for his own reformation, and he will abide, then inshallah he will benefit. Likewise, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, because he was in need of knowledge, so he made it very clear to Khidr alayhi salam that I am coming to your madrasa and I will abide to all the laws in your madrasa so that I can benefit spiritually. Insha'Allahu sabira, you will find me amongst the amongst those that have patience. وَلَا أَعْصِي لَكَ أَمْرًا. So Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam says, Alhamdulillah, if you have agreed. قَالَ فَإِنِ اتَّبَعْتَنِي فَلَا تَسْأَلْنِي عَنْ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى أُحْدِثَ لَكَ مِنْهُ ذِكْرًا. That if you are going to follow me, then don't ask me any questions regarding anything until I don't touch the topic itself. If something unusual happens and you want to know regarding that, don't speak until I myself touch the topic. When I mention something about it and I speak about it, thereafter if you want to add and you want to ask something, you can ask. But first let me touch the topic. Anyway, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam agreed that he will abide to all the laws. Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam accepted him as his student. Ustad and student both got together. And this great journey, wherein lies great lessons for the ummah, commences. The Quran, in its unique form, in its excellent manner, presented. So both of them proceed. On the Amr of Allah, Musa and Khidr proceed.
حتى إذا ركبا في السفينة خرقها قال أخرقتها لتغرق أهلها لقد جئت شيئا إمرا.
As they were walking, they proceeded until when they came to a river there, and there was a boatman there. Both of them boarded onto this boat, and they were about to pay him, when the owner of this boat recognized Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam, فَحَمَلُوهُمْ بِغَيْرِ نَوْلٍ. So because he knew Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam, so he did his friend a favor, that was Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam, and he said, no problem, I won't charge you anything. Anyway, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is silent. He had promised he's not going to utter anything. He sees this, mashallah, what a nice person this is, what a generous person he is. He took us onto his boat, he's not charging us anything. He knows Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam, my ustad is familiar and acquainted with this person very well, alhamdulillah. As they are moving, kharaqaha, Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam, of course, this was the plan of Almighty Allah, and it was the command of Almighty Allah. Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam breaks a portion of this boat. Now, the knowledge that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had, what was he thought? The knowledge that a Nabi has, that if someone is good to you, you must be good to him. So this man, حَمَلُونَا بِغَيْرِ نَوْلٍ, he was so kind to us that he didn't take a cent from us. Instead of being grateful to him and expressing our gratitude to him and thanking him, instead of appreciating his generosity and his hospitality, you in the opposite go and break his boat, which is the means of his sustenance, by transporting people from point A to point B, and that is his sustenance, that is how he's surviving. Now instead of appreciating him, this is what you do. خَرَقْتَهَا لِتُغْرِقَ أَهْلَهَا. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, why did you do this to drown us? So that we all must collapse, and it must sink, and we all must drown. لَقَدْ جِئْتَ شَيْئًا إِمْرًا. Indeed, you have committed something very strange, Khidr. I'm really baffled and I'm really fascinated. I don't know what to tell you. You told me to make sabr, but how can I make sabr when you do a thing like this? There's a limit of sabr. What do I do now? You have committed such an open, in the teachings of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, we say it is a crime. But the wisdom of Allah, as I mentioned, we sit in wonder. A man is performing his namaz, he's obedient to Allah, why must his car get stolen? Allah in his wisdom knows there is a whole different department. just as Anbiya have been sent, likewise Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam was ma'mur bil riyah, bil matar, bi tasghir as-sahab. When should rain come down? In what form should it come down? The rising of the sun, the setting of the sun, life, death, murder, all these things that are prevailing around us, of course it is happening through the Amr of Allah. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the ilm al-tashri'i that he had, that was nabuwwah, did not allow him to remain silent. And of course he could not remain silent because he had the ilm al-nabuwwah. And it is not possible for a Nabi to see something wrong happening and he remains silent. That is why we find that what is hadith? Qale Rasul, Pele Rasul or Taqreer. What Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, or what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does himself, or that particular act which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam approves of by his silence. For example, in the presence of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if the Sahaba, one of the Sahaba happens to say something or they do something and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam approves of that by his silence, then this is also correct, because it is not possible for a Nabi to witness something wrong and to remain silent, because Allah has sent him to establish good on the face of this earth and eradicate wrong, batil and falsehood. So likewise, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam could not withstand this. Anyway, Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam just took out that piece of paper, what I would say, with the signature of Musa alayhi salam. Musa, you forgot. What did you say? Whatever happens, you don't open your mouth till I don't speak. Didn't you sign there? Of course, there wasn't any paper. I'm just explaining this. He took out the paper. What's your signature? What could Musa alayhi salatu wasalam mention other than that what the Quran mentions? The Quran mentions, Allahu Akbar. قال لا تؤاخذني بما نسيت ولا ترهقني من أمري عسرا. Don't shout me, don't reprimand me. لا تؤاخذني بما نسيت, I have forgotten. And like they say, نسيان کا کوئی علاج نہیں. If you tell your son that tomorrow morning, before you go to school, you must do this or you must phone this person. Now, next day he comes back and he says, I forgot. Now, how can you treat this illness? He says, نسيان کا کوئی علاج نہیں. There's no cure to forgetfulness. So anyway, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam tells Khidr alayhi salam, look here, I accept the fact that I promise that I will not speak and I will exercise patience. But now I slipped up and I forgot, and it just didn't strike me at the time when I immediately questioned this action of yours. So please, I apologize. But inshallah, وَلَا تُرْهِقْنِي مِنْ أَمْرِي عُسْرًا, and do not grieve me in my affairs. Don't bring difficulty. In other words, I acknowledge my wrong and I accept that I am at fault. So you don't have to give me more evidence to confirm the fact that I agreed that I will not utter anything. I accept it wholeheartedly. But inshallah, now I will exercise patience. And if I don't exercise patience, then we can decide something else. Anyway, the first incident happens here, wherein Almighty Allah teaches us a great lesson, that which is transpiring regarding, as I mentioned, the different things that are happening, sickness that comes to a person, poverty that comes to a person loses his job, person loses his car, person loses his beloved, halat, conditions, Allah knows why these conditions are coming. And whatever Allah Pak decides, respected listeners, we will always ask Allah for good. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah fi al-deeni wal-dunya wal-akhirah. Oh Allah, we ask you ease and comfort in this world and the life to come. For indeed we are very weak to exercise patience. But perchance if some difficulty comes, رَبَّنَا أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. Then, oh Allah, you inspire in our hearts sabr and patience. For indeed in problems and difficulties, a man can lose his iman. Allah qasam, when sickness comes, when poverty, now it is easy for me to say, Najibi Allah kete barabar che, whatever Allah does is right. But when I am in that problem and in that situation, at that time in that sickness, to say that Allah knows what He's doing, that is genuine iman. But when we've got everything and everything is at ease and comfort and prosperity, at that time it is very easy to say, But when the problems and the difficulties come, at that time to attribute it to Allah and to recognize the wisdom of Allah in every decision of his, that is Iman. So Musa alayhi salatu was salam, Allah is teaching him. Although Musa alayhi salatu was salam was more learned than Khidr alayhi salatu was salam, but Allah is teaching him, Musa, you are very learned. You are completely unaware of this particular ahkam of mine and this different knowledge of mine that is prevailing in the dunya. You have absolutely no idea of this knowledge. You don't possess a fraction of what is happening regarding these ahkam. Allah is hinting and Allah is teaching Musa alayhi salam, and Allah is making the tarbiyat of Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. Of course, we only discuss one. What happens now? What is the second most astonishing incident that happens? Inshallah, we'll stop here and we'll take it up from here in the next lesson. May Almighty Allah give us the tawfiq and the ability, as we discussed yesterday also, to attribute everything to Almighty Allah. And may He give us the ability that after listening to these 15 lessons, it takes an effect on our heart and the tears must come out of our eyes, and it grants us the sweetness and the halawat of Iman, like Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alayhim Ajma'in tasted the sweetness of Iman in this very same dunya.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فانطلقا حتى إذا لقيا غلاما فقتله قال أقتلت نفسا ذكية بغير نفس لقد جئت شيئا نكرا قال ألم أقل لك إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا قال إن سألتك عن شيء بعدها فلا تصاحبني قد بلغت من لدني عذرا فانطلقا حتى إذا أتيا أهل قرية استطعما أهلها فأبوا أن يضيفوهما فوجدا فيها جدارا يريد أن ينقض فأقامه قال لو شئت لاتخذت عليه أجرا قال هذا فراق بيني وبينك سأنبئك بتأويل ما لم تستطع عليه صبرا.
We were discussing the incidents that transpired between Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam in this journey, wherein there lie great lessons for the Muslim Ummah. And like Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentions, لو صبر موسى, if Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had patience, then perhaps we would have been taught many more lessons in this journey of theirs. Anyway, the first incident, as we discussed, was regarding the boat, etc. فَانْطَلَقَ, the Quran mentions, they proceeded.
حَتَّى إِذَا لَقِيَا غُلَامًا فَقَتَلَ,
until they came by, and there were some they came to a certain place where some children were playing. Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam seen one young boy nearby, he was also playing there. Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam approached this boy and actually dislocated his head, killed him there and there on the spot. He passed away instantly. Now we can imagine, for a Nabi who comes to prohibit killing and to prevent killing and bloodshed, for a Nabi to witness such a crime taking place in front of him, and by that person who is his ustad, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam comes to Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam with the intention of increasing his knowledge, and unfortunately here he finds that his ustad is committing crime. A person goes to study the knowledge of deen from his ustad, but he finds himself to be more pious than his ustad, then what will he say? That I'm better off sitting at home, perhaps my ustad needs to come to me. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam could not resist this, and he could not withstand this. And as we mentioned, in the knowledge that Allah had endowed Musa alayhi salatu wasalam with, was it was just but correct for him to speak, because a Nabi cannot see a wrong being committed and he must remain silent. So immediately Musa alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, قال أقتلت نفسا زكية بغير نفس, you have slain and killed one innocent child. And on top of it, the ulama have written, he was not even mature, he was not even baligh, لم يجري عليه قلم التكليف, he was not mukallaf. لقد جئت شيئا نكرا, indeed Khidr, you have committed something very strange. We just had one incident, one episode that transpired, now something else of this nature. لَقَدْ جِئْتَ شَيْئًا نُكْرًا, we very well know in the Quran, Almighty Allah mentions the severe warning for those Muslims who kill another Muslim person. Allah mentions, وَمَنْ يَقْتُلْ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا فَجَزَاؤُهُ جَهَنَّمْ, I would request all my youngsters out there to listen very attentively. Many a times over a petty argument, when shaitan comes in full force and full power, we lose ourselves, we lose control over ourselves, and over petty arguments, there is a big fight between two parties, and unfortunately it leads to bloodshed. Let us open our ears and listen attentively. What is the severe warning of killing one person? وَمَنْ يَقْتُلْ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا, and whoever will kill one Muslim intentionally, فَجَزَاؤُهُ جَهَنَّمْ, his punishment is nothing other than hellfire, خَالِدًا فِيهَا, forever and ever. وَغَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ, and Allah is angry with him, وَلَعَنَهُ وَأَعَدَّ لَهُ عَذَابًا عَظِيمًا, and Allah curses him. وَإِنَّ اللَّعْنَةَ مِنِّي تَبْلُغُ السَّابِعَ مِنَ الْوُلْدِ, and my one curse will destroy your 7 generation. Allah is angry with him. Allah has prepared Jahannam for him. Allah curses him, and a very severe punishment awaits him. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in one hadith in Bukhari Sharif under the chapter Babun al-Ma'asi min Amri al-Jahiliyyah, إِذَا الْتَقَى الْمُسْلِمَانِ بِسَيْفَيْهِمَا فَالْقَاتِلُ وَالْمَقْتُولُ فِي النَّارِ. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, when two Muslims meet with their swords, فَالْقَاتِلُ وَالْمَقْتُولُ كِلَاهُمَا فِي النَّارِ, the murderer and the person that was murdered, both are Jahannamis. Sahaba inquired, O Nabi of Allah, we understood that if the murderer is a Jahannami because he has committed the crime, فَمَا بَالُ الْمَقْتُولُ, but what crime has been committed by that person who was murdered? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately mentioned, O my Sahaba, he also had the very same evil intention to kill him. It was just that this person was one ahead of him. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, إِذَا وُضِعَ السَّيْفُ فِي أُمَّتِي, when the sword will be used in my ummah, when Muslims will use the sword against Muslim, لَمْ يُرْفَعْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ, when the sword will be used on one Muslim person, then Allah's Qasam, it will be, this evil practice will continue, إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. The sword was used for the shahadat of Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala an, Zinnurain, the possessor of two lives, who had the two daughters of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one after the other in his nikah. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, if I had another one, I would have even given her in the nikah of Uthman radiyallahu anhu. When Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu anhu was martyred and this great fitna came on this ummah, I haven't got time to go into the detail of this fitna, but on some other occasion, inshallah, we will discuss this great fitna, that it brings tears to the eyes, respected listeners. What fitna came when the Amirul Mu'mineen, Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, الذي تستحي منه ملائكة الرحمن المبشر بلسان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم متواترا بدخول الجنان أمير المؤمنين سيدنا عثمان بن عفان. When he was made shaheed, since that day till the day of Qiyamah, the sword will continue. I don't have to explain, the examples are in front of us. We know how much the sword is being used by the Muslims against the Muslims. Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam, much astonished at the action of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, much astonished at the action of Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam, and he mentions, أَقَتَلْتَ نَفْسًا زَكِيَّةً بِغَيْرِ نَفْسٍ لَقَدْ جِئْتَ شَيْئًا نُكْرًا. Now, respected listeners, the interpretation of all three incidents we're going to discuss is keeping in mind the sequence of the Quran. First, the Quran discusses the three incidents that transpire. Thereafter, the interpretation of every incident is given. Now, those of us that are unaware of the interpretation, let us ponder for a moment. A person would study this incident and he would sit and wonder, Ya Allah, what good can there be in this incident? In other words, an innocent child. Someone wrote a letter to Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu, that how was it possible for Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam to kill an innocent ma'asum child, whereas Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has prohibited us from killing a ma'asum child. The child that is not baligh, even if he commits a crime, because he is not mukallaf, he would not be killed in retaliation. So Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu, after all, the father of tafsir, that knowledge, Allahumma allimhu al-kitab. Ya Allah, how fortunate is Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually made dua. Ya Allah, you teach him the Quran, you teach him the interpretation of the Quran. Respected listeners, What must be the knowledge of that person regarding whom Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes dua that Ya Allah, you give him the understanding of deen. So Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu wrote to this person, if you have the knowledge that Khidr alayhi salatu wa salam possessed regarding any child, then you also got the right to kill that person. Now Khidr alayhi salatu wa salam on the authentic narration was a Nabi. So he received wahi from Allah because of which he killed that child. If you receive wahi, which is impossible, because after the demise of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the doors of wahi are closed. We know the famous incident when Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu came to Umar and he said, let us go visit Ayman radiallahu ta'ala anha, nazuruha kama kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yazuruha, just as Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to visit her. When these two great personalities, well-known Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, when they entered by Ayman radiallahu ta'ala anha, she burst into tears. So the Sahaba Abu Bakr and Umar inquired from her, oh Ayman, what makes you cry? She mentions, of course, the separation and the demise of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brings tears to our eyes. But the thing that brings more grief to me, that after the demise of Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, people cried, those that were his disciples, they cried and they mourned over his demise. But there was still some glad tidings that the doors of wahi were not closed and man had that link and that bond with Almighty Allah, that another Nabi was to come and that link and that ta'alluq with Allah will continue. But after the demise of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the doors of wahi and the doors of revelation have been closed. So I am crying that now we will no more have that ta'alluq with Allah, although we have the book of Allah, but the door of revelation has been closed. So Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu told this person, if you have wahi regarding any child, that wahi and that knowledge which Khidr had, then you also have the permission to kill him. Of course, it is impossible for you to have wahi. So you cannot, to receive wahi, so you cannot kill that person. The point that I was mentioning, someone would wonder, can there be any good in this? Let's wait and see what good Allah has kept in this. I'm repeatedly mentioning, many a times we have to swallow very bitter pills in our life. Such conditions and such halat come on a person. My respected listeners, if a man has the true love of Allah, today I was reading one quotation of one buzruk in one kitab. He mentions, "Annasu yahrabuna min al-hisab, wa ana ad'u Allah an yuhasibani." People run away from hisab and to give account before Allah. They fear this occasion, and I am actually making dua to Allah that Allah, you make it that you take my hisab. So it was asked to him, "Lima tad'u?" Why are you making this dua? He says, because when my hisab will be taken, then Allah will call me. And when Allah will call me, then Allah will say, Ya Abdi, O my servant. So I will say, Labbaik. فَقَوْلُهُ يَا عَبْدِي أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا فِيهَا ثُمَّ يَفْعَلُ بِي مَا يَشَاءُ. When Allah will tell me, O my servant, then this one statement from my Allah, O my servant, is more beloved to me than this whole world and whatever it contains. Thereafter Allah can decide regarding me what He wants to decide. If Allah says Jahannam, Jahannam, but just that Allah addresses me, Allah Jalla Jalalahu, Khaliq, Khaliqul Kainat, in whose control is everything, who is aware of my evil and my crime, but then to Allah Pak addresses me by saying, Ya Abdi, that statement will console me and it will bring so much ease and comfort to my body that after that Allah can decide what He wants to, but so long as my Allah has taken my name, it is enough. Respected listeners, if that love of Allah will come into us, then whatever condition will come upon us, wallah, we will accept it with open arms, because this condition has come from my Allah, and my Allah only does that which is good to me. So if my Allah wants me to be in this condition, then well and good, I am in this condition. Like that buzruk who was in pain and agony and distress, he says, oh my Lord, I am grateful to you that I am in pain, I am in poverty, I am in hardships, but I am not in your disobedience. Whatever conditions come unto me, oh Allah, it is not a problem, so long as you are not displeased with me. Respected listeners, today it is the reverse. A man is in the disobedience of Almighty Allah and he has excess of this dunya, he is happy and the slightest pain comes to him. But if he is in the obedience of Allah, he doesn't regard this as anything great. If a man went to job and he had business was very bad, and in today's terms what they say, business is very sticky, but that day he performed his 5-time namaz, Allah's qasam, that was a good day that went through his life. And if a man went to shop and his business was flourishing and everything was prosperous and the items were going one after the other, but he did not perform one namaz, Allah's qasam, that is the worst day in his life, because the disobedience of Allah has been committed by him. So when the obedience of Allah and the love of Allah will come, then any condition will come, we will accept it with open arms. Anyway, second incident, immediately Khidr alayhi salatu was salam, قال ألم أقول لك إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا. Did I not tell you, O Musa, that you will not have patience with me? On the first occasion also I mentioned it. Now again, didn't I make it clear with you that whatever happens, you will not open your mouth until I don't speak? So immediately Musa alayhi salatu was salam. Subhanallah, the Quran is teaching us principles which we regard petty and insignificant. قال إن سألتك عن شيء بعدها فلا تصاحبني قد بلغت من لدني عذرا. He said, if I ever happen to ask you of anything after this, فلا تصاحبني, then don't keep me in your company. قد بلغت من لدني عذرا. You have full excuse to let me go. In other words, the first occasion when the incident regarding the boat happened and I intervened and I spoke to you, then it was incorrect from me. But I told you that I made a mistake. I forgot. But now I did not forget, I could not resist it. So as I mentioned that if, now I'm making it clear to you that if I speak now, then you can tell me to leave your company, because I had made the agreement that I will not speak anything and I spoke on two occasions, so it's not correct for me to speak. So on the third occasion when I speak, you can tell me that, oh Musa, leave from here. Very clear, Musa alayhi salatu was salam made it to Khidr alayhi salatu was salam. Anyway, once again, continuing on this journey, ajeeb journey, wallahu, Allahu Akbar, great, great lessons for us. فَانْطَلَقَا حَتَّى إِذَا أَتَيَا أَهْلَ قَرْيَةٍ اسْتَطْعَمَا أَهْلَهَا فَأَبَوْا أَنْ يُضَيِّفُوهُمَا فوجد فيها جدارا يريد أن ينقض فأقامه. They proceeded until they came to the inhabitants of a town. They passed by one place. فوجد فيها جدارا يريد أن ينقض فأقامه. They noticed that on the outskirts of this town there was one wall that was about to collapse. قال لو شئت لاتخذت عليه أجرا. So Khidr alayhi salatu was salam came, فَأَقَامَهُ, and he straightened this wall. He was huge in size and Allah had given him the strength. This wall was about to collapse. Via wahi, of course, he was informed to straighten this wall. Now this was the wall of that very same people who refused to give them food and who refused to explain their hospitality and to be kind and to be generous to travelers, which is the teachings of Islam. That if any visitor happens to pass by, to ask him, to take him home, give him a plate of food, give him shelter, like it comes in the hadith that if a person comes, that for one day you will make takallu. In other words, one day you will cook something extra for him, something special for him, you'll go out of your way to entertain him. After that, you will see to him, in other words, he can stay there for 3 days and he will eat the very same plate of food that is placed on the table. And thereafter, of course, he must make his alternate arrangement. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was very hungry. And a Nabi is not exempted from those things which are the needs of Bashariyat. In other words, hunger, fear, tiredness, sleep. These are conditions from which Allah has not kept a Nabi free. A Nabi has all these conditions. And the ulama have written a unique point on this occasion. Why has Allah made it such? Why? Because if Allah had to send an angel as a Nabi, then insan would have said that he doesn't need to eat, he doesn't need to sleep, he hasn't got any needs attached to him. So for him to make the ibadat of Allah and to be engrossed in the ibadat of Allah continuously and perpetually, it is very easy because he has no other commitment. But we have wife and children and we get tired, we get hungry, etc. So Allah made it such that Allah sent a Nabi, and a Nabi's nikah will also be performed. He'll also have children and he'll also have to, just like any other father has difficulty in seeing to the upbringing of his children, he also will advise his children. Some will listen, some won't listen. The example of the son of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, the wife of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, is before us. So likewise, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was very hungry. And when these people refuse to express their hospitality, and on top of that, Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam becomes generous. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, ye to ajib baat hui. Kabai, we asked them for food, they refused to give us food, and instead of taking revenge, okay, if we don't take revenge, but we don't have to be so kind also, after all we are insan, now you're going to be generous to them and you put the wall up and here we dying out of hunger. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu used to say, ittaqu sharif idha ja'a, fear a noble man when he is hungry. Allahu Akbar. The words, the wisdom that came out of the lips of Ali radiallahu anhu. Ittaqu al-Sharif idha ja'a. Very quiet person, very calm, five-time namazi, very soft-natured. But ask his wife when he comes home and the plate of food is not ready. I'm sure many of the women folk out there would be laughing and they would be nodding their heads on the statement of mine. Jay, ittaqu al-Sharif idha ja'a. When he comes home and the plate of food is not ready, so then all we can say, Allah khair kare, Allah khair kare. That's all.
قَالَ لَوْ شِئْتَ لَتَّخَذْتَ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا.
Oh Musa, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam mentions to Khidr, oh Khidr, if you wanted, we could take some recompense. We could tell them that, look here, we benefited you and this is what we did for you. This wall was about to collapse and you were unaware of it and we straightened this wall. So because of that, give us so much money or give us a plate of food, etc. Immediately, Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam told Musa alayhi salatu wasalam,
قال هذا فراق بيني وبينك سأنبئك بتأويل ما لم تستطع عليه صبرا.
He answered, this is the parting time between me and thee. In other words, between me and you, now we will no longer able to continue. Your knowledge is completely different and my knowledge is completely different. And at the same time, he gave him the message, I will give you the interpretation of those things regarding which you are unable to exercise patience. In other words, he hinted to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, told him, bhai, you can't make sabr. I'll tell you, but at the same time, I'll tell you what? I'll give you the interpretation of those things which you haven't got sabr about. What are the interpretation of these three incidents? We'll make a dead stop here and we'll take it up from here. May the Almighty Allah give us the tawfiq and the ability to understand that in every decision of Allah, there lies great wisdom and whatever Allah decides for His servants is nothing but good. وآخر دعوانا عن الحمد لله رب العالمين
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أما السفينة فكانت لمساكين يعملون في البحر فأردت أن أعيبها وكان وراءهم ملك يأخذ كل سفينة غصبا وأما الغلام فكان أبواه مؤمنين فخشينا أن يرهقهما طغيانا وكفرا فأردنا أن يبدلهما ربهما خيرا منه زكاة وأقرب رحما وأما الجدار فكان لغلامين يتيمين في المدينة وكان تحته كنز لهما وكان أبوهما صالحا فأراد ربك أن يبلغا أشدهما ويستخرجا كنزهما رحمة من ربك وما فعلته عن أمري ذلك تأويل ما لم تستطع عليه صبرا.
Almighty Allah now mentioned relating the discussion of Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam with Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the wisdom of every incident in the action of Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam. Beginning with the first incident,
أَمَّا السَّفِينَةُ فَكَانَتْ لِمَسَاكِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ فِي الْبَحْرِ فَأَرَدْتُ أَنْ أَعِيبَهَا.
Regarding the boat, it belonged to some poor people. يَعْمَلُونَ فِي الْبَحْرِ. This was the means of sustenance, taking people from point A to point B, and with this they were surviving. Now Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam mentions to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, فَأَرَدْتُ أَنْ أَعِيبَهَا.
I intended creating some defect and some fault in this boat. Why? وَكَانَ وَرَاءَهُمْ مَلِكٌ يَأْخُذُ كُلَّ سَفِينَةٍ غَصْبًا.
Because ahead of us, or ahead of this person, there was a very cruel king who was snatching away كُلَّ سَفِينَةٍ أَيْ صَالِحَةٍ أَيْ جَيِّدَةٍ, who was snatching every good boat. Now if this boat was snatched away and it was taken away from the poor people, then there was no chance of their sustenance. In other words, this was the little income that they had and it was based on this boat. Ahead of them, Musa was unaware. Ahead of them, what we would say perhaps, there were some thieves or there were some traps. There was a cruel king and a cruel ruler there was snatching away every good boat.
And any boat that had any defect or any deficiency, he wouldn't touch it. So Almighty Allah inspired on my heart, how Musa Khidr is explaining, that Allah inspired on my heart to cause this defect in this boat, because it belonged to these people and this was their means of sustenance. So this action was more beneficial for them. Now, respected listeners, at that time when this act happened, and prior to listening to this interpretation, who could ever understood, who could ever understand any good in this act? A poor, innocent, humble man, whatever Allah has told him to do, he carries out the commandments of Allah. This is his little rosy that he's making, like it happens to us. A man is making his rosy, and he has one small old car that just takes him nearby, and what happens? Someone comes and knocks that car of his, or it's stolen. He meets up in an accident. This was his little income, but now even that car is broken, or he met up in an accident, or the car is stolen, or whatever the case may be, the car is damaged and it's sent to the penalties, etc. So outwardly a man will think, Ya Allah, is this decision of Almighty Allah, is there good in this decision? Yes, indeed, what was beyond this, and what was to happen, and the good and the wisdom that was hidden in this decision of Almighty Allah is only known by Almighty Allah, and of course to those chosen servants who he revealed, like on this occasion he revealed it to Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam. So Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam tells Musa, now Musa, you tell me, this what I did, was it for the good and was it for the benefit of this man or not? Subhanallah, who can deny this? He had a defect boat. All he had to do was to repair this boat instead of losing the car. Yeah, instead of losing the boat. If someone knocks you, it's better than losing. That is why many a times Almighty Allah brings some small calamity our way. For example, a man read Ayatul Kursi in the morning. Allah has promised protection. Now he reads his Ayatul Kursi, and on the way what happens? A slight damage and a slight harm comes his way. For example, someone knocks him from the back, just his indicator is broken, or something very small. Now the question arises, he recited Ayatul Kursi, hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that Allah promises protection. Now he read Ayatul Kursi with full yaqeen in Allah, but then too this incident transpired. So the learned scholars of Islam explained to us that Almighty Allah, via the small act or the